What's up, y'all? My name is Ebony, and I want to welcome you to another episode of the Adult Puberty Podcast. Look, this is a PSA. Anybody who is not a boomer and whatever generation, what am I? I don't even know. But my generation, 1978, I think 80 is in there. Listen, you are not safe. Let me explain. I used to be middle class. That sounds like the beginning of like a rap song. All right, I'm tripping. I used to be what is now considered upper middle class, right? So middle class apparently now is $130,000, $120,000, $130,000, right? So me and my friends of the same upper middle class or whatever have been saying for years, at least 10, that $100,000 is like regular. It should, like for people, like for me, example, people who were born in 1978, $100,000 to us was like, what? I make $100,000. I made it. That was the whole gag about going to college. And then I went to corporate America. For people who don't know, you're here for the first time. I lost my job now 2 years ago, which is crazy because it doesn't seem like it's 2 years ago, right? Lost my job that I had for 21 years because I did not get the COVID vaccine because I had a religious exemption. Got fired, did not get severance, did not get unemployment, did not get anything. And, you know, people have their opinions about it, whatever. It doesn't matter. The vaccine is irrelevant. So I didn't get it. And if I did, my body continued to do whatever. I didn't give it to anybody. I was around my grandma. Like, so whatever the, I don't know, precaution was, for me, it was a moot point. The point is, if you don't, what do you care about? Just whatever. Tell me what it is that you care about, right? Whatever it is that you hold dear, like, yo, because this is this and wherever you plant your flag, right? Imagine somebody says to you, if you don't do whatever the opposite is of whatever flag that you planted, I'm going to fuck up your whole life. And what does that mean? I am going to take the things that you are secure in, that give you a sense of security, and for many people, gives them a sense of purpose, right? What is that? Money. So I lost my job. Forget the reason why. In a nutshell, it was because I did something that they didn't agree with, right? And that's fine, right? We already had this conversation. Cool. But I want you to understand that that was just one thing. That was just the beginning. Are y'all aware of how it is in China in terms of like Big Brother on steroids? Steroids, right? They are not isolated. All of these countries are operating under the same type of playbook, plus or minus some different things. Imagine somebody telling you, I will fuck up your life, make it difficult for you to just have the basic things that you need, food and shelter, because you won't do what I say, or you won't do some whatever the opposite that is natural to you. I want y'all to know that was not something specific to me because I made this decision. Whatever it is that you care about, whatever it is that's important to you, not saying that it's going to happen, but just know nothing that you have is safe, right? Like the job that you have, that you've been at for X, Y, and Z, right? The whatever it is that you contribute to the team or the company or whatever, right? we are at the place of the haves and the have-nots. Now, in 2 years, I applied. I did not want anything to do with corporate America, right? But these need money. They like, all right. So I applied to all type of stuff that I've already done, that I am qualified times 10 to do. And I got a few, you know, things, but nothing panned out, right? And it just wasn't making sense, right? And I'm applying to different things on different platforms, right? So I said, okay, well, in the meantime, your girl needs some dough. So, okay, what is one to do? So I started doing these like delivery gigs or whatever, right? So I was doing like DoorDash. I was delivering for Target. I was delivering for Walmart. I did actual Uber and Lyft. Then I got kicked off because my car was too old. I was an event assistant for a florist. I was a window and door salesman. That was just for 2 days, but still. And now, recently, I am a nature educator for kids like kindergarten to 12th grade, which, you know, Elohim led me to that job. That was not something that I would have ever ran into, thought of, whatever. And low-key, kindergartners to third grade are like the smartest people in the room. And they are just like amazing little humans. So that's been a blessing. But, right, doing Uber, Lyft, blah, blah, I don't even like talking to people. And then there's people in my car. Yeah, I did that so that I could have some money because I wasn't getting no hits from the corporate stuff, right? And I don't have all day to be sitting around waiting around and stuff, right? So then I realized, like, yo, my resume tells my age now without them having to ask me. Why? Because you could just tell by the number of years of experience that somebody has. 20, 21 years of experience, I'm considered old, right? And I also come with a price tag. So I had to find something. They didn't want to pay me. That is my conclusion. They could get somebody to do my job for a lot less and without all the qualifications. I never thought that I needed my degrees to do any of the jobs that I did. Now I feel like in this like industry now, they're pretty much saying that. Yo, I'm just telling you, savings. Because remember, I said I didn't get unemployment and I tried. I didn't get a severance because I got fired. Is it a struggle? Yeah. But I am happy in a way that I really can't even describe. And honestly, it's not because everything is gravy. It literally and only is because of my faith in Elohim. That literally is it. Nothing else. Also, how I've been getting by? Unexpected blessings. Which again, is Elohim. From the time I got out of college until I got fired for not doing what somebody wanted me to do, I only knew middle class for 21 years. Nobody is safe. And even if you think you're a person who you do everything right, you always follow the rules, you always do everything perfect, you have saved up for a rainy day, you have investments over here, you have that over there, you have properties and this, that. Let me tell you something. Unless you are in the top 10% of the people, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Because just like that, boom, anybody could be in a situation where you don't have anymore. Unless you have unlimited resources, there is a possibility that everything can come to an end. And then you are faced with a very different and a very real reality that you weren't used to before. But this shit is real. This shit is real. Like, they are really moving to the haves and the have-nots. And I don't know if y'all notice in y'all city or wherever you are, the number of people outside that don't have, but it's increasing. And everybody ain't on drugs and, you know, everybody ain't out there because of, you know, bad decisions or whatever, you know? Like, some people out there with jobs and they still homeless. That could be any one of us. Nobody is safe. Nobody. What you really standing on when somebody, not even somebody, when your livelihood and everything that maybe you feel and believe is your life was in jeopardy or taken from you. And then all of a sudden you find yourself in a different circumstance, a different, you know, tax bracket. And then what, right? Like many people, right? Most of us, you probably going to do what you were supposed to do. Do what you got to do, you know? None of us knows what we're going to do until we're in it. That's why I said you can plan and plan and plan. But unless you have unlimited resources, there's an end to everything. I didn't plan to go through my savings. I didn't think that I was going not have a high paying job. Definitely not 2 years. That was no way. I plan on being working by, so just, right? Listen. All right, this is already too long. I'm out, y'all.